God is good all the time, and today I want you to remember that because I want to share with you some of my deep concerns about the direction of this nation and the nation's relationship with Holy God. I've entitled this message, When a Nation Walks Away from God. We should all know that when a nation walks away from God, its only destination is hell itself. The nation's demoralization and destruction are guaranteed by the devil. Today, we want to look at the state of the union between God and the United States of America, where we are and where we are going. To know where we're going, we must understand the nature of God, His being, and what He expects of His people and a nation under His authority. He has given us instructions as to how we are to live and the consequences of disbelief and disobedience. Just look at Leviticus, Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, or Jesus' own words in the New Testament. Believe me, history will repeat itself, and our just God will not tolerate our unrepentant sins and the sins of this nation. He will bring His wrath upon us, and those who disobey and do not fear Him, they will end up in hell for eternity. God's coming wrath is a safe bet, whether you're a gambler or not. Let us explore the future of the U.S. based on God's word and His past actions. We say we believe in God, the living God, Jehovah God, and the Holy Trinity. We pray to Jesus, but do we believe and obey His word? Are we really convinced that He is a just and never-changing God, the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow? Well, He is. Then, why are we living the way we are living as a nation, in disobedience and tolerating intolerable sin? Remember, you are what you tolerate. Please hold that thought for right now. Also, tonight, we want to talk about what we think about. Are we really one nation, under God, and indivisible? Know that when a nation ultimately decides to walk away from God, they invite God's wrath upon themselves. It does not matter how wealthy they are, how large and powerful their military is, nor how many laws they have on the books. They have sealed their destiny, and their destination is hell. The only question is, how long will it take God to pour out His wrath upon that nation? The road to hell begins with the turning away from God, a crumbling of moral foundations, a little bit here and a little bit there, until the cracks start to show. Consequently, all these cracks become more substantial. They invite corruption, greed, and further decay of any morality that might be left. Soon each person does what is right in their own eyes. If it feels good, well, do it. That's when the devil smiles and says, "Let the party begin." Soon there's an ever-increasing degree of lawlessness over the land like a dark cloud. Idol worship begins, usually with the sports heroes, the mega-rich, Hollywood's most beautiful and elite, and material things like additional luxury cars, bigger houses, and more power and more money all become gods to displace the true God. Pornography is everywhere, in magazines, on billboards, on the TV, and it saturates the internet. All this changes the culture, and what was unacceptable a decade ago becomes the norm for today. And along with the pornography comes drugs, alcohol, abortion, sexual slavery, and trafficking. Corruption becomes more and more prevalent, and crime spirals out of control. Many police and government agencies look the other way, or even abuse their power in the persecution of some and the protection of others who continuously violate the law. Many elected officials are bought and sold. They are corrupt. They lie and fill their pockets with cash at your expense. Some are even convicted felons at the time they are elected. They should never, ever be allowed to represent anyone. Others are just genuinely corrupt in every sense of the word, lying and cheating their way to the top for more and more power. The deep, dark state evolves, and the government is for the governors and not for the governed. How sad. Their actions say, down with the Bible, down with the Constitution, and down with the freedoms our forefathers fought for and died. It's a new age, but it's a very unfortunate and sad new age. Each person establishes their own values, and if they are not caught breaking the law, it's obviously legal. The meaning of certain words and phrases are redefined to fit the situations, and history is rewritten to suit those in authority. Lies, lies, and even more lies to the point that the next generation will not know what to believe. There is no truth because there is no true God among them. Their gods are their money, influence, and power, and those gods reign as their sovereigns. Lives are bought and sold for their pleasure. Christian morality is a thing to be eradicated, scorned, and persecution at all levels is first behind the scenes, but then openly in defiance of the living God. However, know that God will not be mocked. He is in control, and in His time, He will pour out His wrath on them. Today, the government is weakened through all-inclusive religious and political diversities, many of which are incompatible or in direct opposite of one another. God is removed from all branches of government, and those who believe Him are bound by new laws, no longer respecting their religious values or morality. The emerging ruling class has no vision, no ethics, no morals, no unifying beliefs, only a strong disbelief and denial of the true God. They believe only in the gods of their own making. Idolatry has become their way of life, and they worship the evils of this world. They want to take God out of government and community, because then they will be free to do anything as they please. They do not want anyone telling them what they can or cannot do. They want total freedom, and that freedom will eventually destroy them and us too. Everyone wants his rights. Those rights or wrongs become their enslavement, and it is an enslavement to the devil because of the sins that they enjoy. Know that the train to hell is picking up speed, and getting off is becoming harder and harder, and getting off may be no longer an option. The point of no return is approaching quickly. Know that the devil is in control of his domain here on earth, but he is ultimately under God's power and God's control, and he knows it. What a comforting thought. The media cries out, promoting all kinds of immorality. New heroes are made of corrupt politicians, vile sports figures, and unethical and immoral Hollywood elites, just to name a few. They are filled with abusive language and hatred of their fellow man, and they are driven to make others accept their sinful and morbid ways of life. When the darkness rolls in and everything is hidden, that's when the party really gets going. They say, come, join us, and live life to its fullest. That is their battle cry. Pain and suffering are building. Family values and morality is tossed aside, but no one sees it. Again, the devil has blinded their eyes with the immediate pleasures of the immoral lifestyle. There is no consideration of the consequences and the lives that are being ruined, the families that are torn apart, and a spiritual death that occurs. When will it end? When God says it will end. Today, one of the most misunderstood, misconstrued, and most dangerous beliefs in our country is the idea of the separation of church and state. This idea has led to the moral decay of our government and our nation, and our ability to have Almighty God involved in every aspect of our life as He intended. Our republic is based on God-given freedoms and the equality of men under God's guidance. To the framers, in general, the word religion meant all denominations of the Christian faith. We were never to be governed by minority politics, special interest groups, nor corrupt individuals that make laws to benefit themselves, their friends, or their patrons at the expense of others. Evil renews its cry for separation of the church and state. It wants to remove God from everything, take God out of the schools, out of society, off the football fields, off the airwaves, out of the public eye, remove his word from print, burn the Bibles, water down true religion, close down the churches, and persecute all who even think about serving the living God. Our freedoms are under attack. We have met the enemy, and it is our way of life, our culture, and our passivity toward the problem. We as individuals fail to take responsibility, to be held accountable for this world which we live in. We are where we are because we've lost our zeal for God or have forgotten Him completely. We have watered down our worship, forgotten our servant attitude, and failed to live up to our covenant with the true God. We should be ashamed and fall down on our faces and beg His forgiveness. Amen. We must pray that God will draw this nation back to Himself, and only He can do that. We tolerate sexual sin all around us. Homosexuality, bisexualism, lesbianism, transgender, sex changes, especially in the very young children, marriage between two men or two women. I tell you, marriage is between a man and a woman, not between two men, two women, or another human being and their dog. At the rate we're going, these zoo contractual unions, that is, marriage between a human and a beast, will occur somewhere on the globe very soon. Let's look at a bit of fake news on the internet. It's an indication as to where some appear to be going. Quote, November 5th, 2019, Norway, marriage between humans and animals are legalized. End of quote. This is fake news, but it's also a sign of a very sick and weak society, one that is forever sinking deeper and deeper into the devil's depravity. Wake up, America, before it's too late. If we do not know what God thinks about this, we should read it in His Word. It's very apparent there. The race down the road to hell will not stop until God stops it. Pray that He does so quickly. Fear not. God will take care of this in His own time and in His own way. God has placed man as the head of the household. The wife is his workmate, helper, best friend, and equal partner in all things, and the children are to be respectful of both. When a government dictates ungodly relationships and takes over the guidelines for raising and educating the children, and establishes laws that infringe on the rights of the parent and are counter to God's natural laws, that government is acting like a tyrant. The people must rise up and take back their God-given rights as they did in 1776 when they declared independence from the English tyrant, King George. Remember, Jesus loves the little children. He also loves all of us. Children are God's gift to humanity, and through them we will either live or die. In the Old Testament, the pagans often sacrificed their children to the pagan god Molech. He was the god of the Amorites, and God's penalty for doing so was death to the perpetrator. I ask you, do you think God has changed His view on this today? I bet He hadn't. Today, our nation sacrifices, kills millions of our children in the name of pro-choice, parental rights, or personal freedom. If this is not calling down the wrath of God, what is? Well, Jesus gave us a distinct picture of what would happen to those who hurt or cause little children to stumble. It would be worse than being thrown into the ocean with a millstone around your neck. I think that's a pretty clear picture of what He thought about it. Planned Parenthood and those who support them will require a lot of millstones. Since Roe v. Wade, we have killed 50 times more babies here in the United States than all the soldiers lost in the wars in all of U.S. history. Now think about that for a moment. Today, abortion, even up until the time of birth, is justified by calling it pro-choice. Over 62 million babies have been killed since the ruling on Roe v. Wade in 1973, right here in Dallas, Texas. A society is dreadfully sick when you can kill a child without any consequences, and a person can be fined and go to prison for cruelty to an animal. What are we coming to? A very wise man once said, "You are what you tolerate." We call ourselves Christians, and sometimes I think we have to be kidding ourselves. Where is our hope, our faith, and our response to what is choking the life out of our nation? Did you know that pornography and sex trafficking is a $32 billion plus business each and every year and growing? Well, that's more than enough to build a wall on our southern border and have money left over. Or you could buy 880,000 new cars at today's average price. Wow. Children are being beaten, raped repeatedly. Women and young boys forced into sexual slavery. Pornography is rampant in the media and online. This culture contributes to the breakdown of families, the loss of morality, and the disintegration of the moral fiber that has held this country together under God. Human trafficking is nothing but evil, pure evil. It targets helpless people during their most desperate times, instilling shame and fear while breaking their spirit. It is also a crime that preys on the youth, robbing them of their childhood innocence and stripping them of all dignity. For a moment, I would like you to think about people like Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein, who play the political game so well as to garner the protection of those at the very top of our government. What is wrong with this picture? God knows, and so does everyone else. One nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all. Well, I tell you, this is becoming a joke if it hasn't already become one. Just think about our two-tier justice system and the lack of prosecution for the party elites and the severe punishment that is meted out for much lesser infractions of the law. In recent years, the DOJ and the FBI have made a mockery of our justice system. This was driven by personal desires for more and more power. Much of our societal degradation is supposedly based on free speech. However, the First Amendment was not for the protection of pornographers, pimps, corrupt individuals, organized crime, or for the provision of misinformation to the public. Many of our laws have been perverted and in many cases protect those who prey on society today. Whatever happened to patriotism? In the past we voiced, "In God we trust," and started each school day with a prayer, a reading of the Bible verse, and a pledge to the flag of the United States of America. Little by little, our nation is undermined in the name of diversity, tolerance of the intolerant, and we have allowed laws to be passed that take away our freedoms and our God-given rights. Stand up for America before it's too late. In the 1930s in Germany, no one stood up for the Jews. Then no one stood up for the Christians. And then no one stood up for whoever else was left until there was no one left to stand. I tell you, history is repeating itself right here in America today. Have you noticed if we criticize anyone or anything, we are called intolerant? Or it is called hate speech, and our rights guaranteed under the First Amendment are trampled by the violent left. If they shout loud and long enough, become physically abusive and violent, and use the court's liberal judges, they can silence the moral majority with their offensive actions and rhetoric. What is this country coming to? Or more precisely, what has this country come to? It is a very sad day in the life of a patriot when an organization like Antifa can bully, beat, intimidate, and terrorize others and be called by some in government a tremendous activist movement for the good of the underprivileged. In reality, Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization protected by many influential people in a major political party. Likewise, the actions of some of these political leaders of that party, reflect the same tactics that are being used by Antifa in their riots and rallies today. They're calling for open rebellion, physical abuse, intimidation, and the harassment of all who may oppose them. Hence, lying, cheating, bribery, blackmail, and corruption are only a few of the tools used by those who want to destroy America and our Christian way of life. Cry out to God for His protection and live in obedience to Him if you're going to survive this. Otherwise, you will be taken with the rest of this nation and be on board the train bound for hell. The socialists and communists understand that if they can win the hearts and minds of the next generation, they can rule the world. Well, guess what? Here in the USA, they are winning for the most part. We have passively abandoned the fight. The social media and the majority of the so-called news organizations with the backing of liberal billionaires are changing the way we see things, hence changing our worldviews and our culture. Propaganda is a mighty weapon used in psychological warfare to win the hearts and minds of all. I believe Joseph Stalin once said, "If you tell a lie effectively enough, multiple times, people will begin to believe it. And when they, the people, tell the same lie to others, and the others believe it, you have won the battle." Well, the battle is being won, but not by the Christian community or us as individuals. Please look and think about the internet. It is the most potent weapon in the world today. And as with any weapon, it can be used for the good of humanity or for its destruction. What began as a government research project in the 1960s to link universities together that were working on government projects has now bloomed into the World Wide Web. Its infrastructure is ever expanding and expanding at an incredibly rapid rate. Today, over 4.5 billion people have access to the internet. That's over half of the world's population. This year, another 500 million people will gain access to the internet. This worldwide digital highway brings you whatever you ask for: news, research, history, archives, videos and music of all kinds, and education alternatives that have never before been possible. And it also brings the dark side to life into your home with pornography, sex for sale, and all sorts of criminal opportunities, along with the eroding of moral values, which were once held sacred in this country. The web is a massive infrastructure used by nations to aid in their control of their populace and their economies, along with a lot more. Remove the web and you set the world back a century or more, and create chaos like never before seen. Technology has again unleashed a monster, as it did with the atomic bomb in 1944. Another very significant concern is the introduction on a large scale of artificial intelligence at multiple levels throughout the internet and elsewhere. Business sees artificial intelligence and the internet as a competitive advantage. Militaries use it in war simulations, logistics, training, and many other ways. And governments use it to spy on others and to influence and control those governed and a lot more. You know, of course, computers only do what they're programmed to do. So the questions are, who is doing the program and what are the long-term strategic objectives? Could the long-term strategic objectives be more power, more influence, and more control over the minds of the people in this world? The evidence says the answer is a resounding yes. And back to the future. Who is programming the computers? Well, it seems like it's a large consortium between the megatech firms like Google, Microsoft, Apple, and big governments like ours and the Chinese, or others desiring political influence and power on the world stage. A recent statement by one of the leading artificial intelligence organizations is both insightful and fearful. Quote, "We have not completely designed the artificial brain, which can feel the emotions. However, next generation of AI will control human beings by reading human minds." End of quote. What was not stated is even more important. And what was not stated is by reading the human minds, we can feed their thoughts, control their emotions and desires, and provide the activities that they want. We can do this based on virtual reality, drugs, and other means. Then we can control their thinking and their actions, change their culture, their worldviews, so that they conform to what we want. If that doesn't scare you, you are dead. As the train to hell picks up more speed, it builds momentum. And the faster it goes, the harder it is to stop, let alone get off or reverse direction. Today, we are all on the train to hell concerning this nation. Only God can stop it or turn it around. We as individuals can pray and get actively involved, but if we do not get down on our knees and humble ourselves before God, continually asking for His forgiveness of our sins and those of our nation, the train will only pick up more and more speed and arrive at its destination sooner rather than later. When we humble ourselves and ask for His forgiveness, then He will hear us and He will answer us when it is in His will. I often hear people say that all we need is a little more faith. Well, I hate to tell you, but it's not about how much faith you have, but the quality of your faith and your obedience to God that will determine what He will do for you. Remember, history will repeat itself, and a just God is in control of all of it. A quick history lesson. God will curse a person or a whole nation because of their opposition to His word and His will. Recall for a moment Adam and Eve, Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and the curses on Pharaoh and Egypt, and the exiles of both the northern and southern kingdoms. In every case, there was a recurring theme, and that theme was they did not believe and they disobeyed God. And then God punished them. I ask you, today, are we any different from those nations? Our nation is walking away from God, and if it continues, we will be destroyed. Do you believe that God never changes, the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow? If so, you can see the future. But the question is, what will you do about it? Now, let's get this straight. The truth is, the people who repeatedly and continuously disobey God and refuse His call to repentance can expect to experience His terrible judgment, and it will come. However, when we are faithful and trust God, He will see us through all the difficult times. Our job is to trust Him, humble ourselves, seek Him continually, live productively, and obey Him, and worship Him faithfully in the Spirit until such a time as He comes to take us home. The choice is yours. Ride the train to hell or rededicate your life to God and live productively in a way that is pleasing to Him until He returns. Amen. Thank you.